this legislature is that you put a name forward. You just broke the rules by putting...
Democratic lawmaker Thomas Loughran put forth a resolution to impose a 90-day moratorium on selecting a new Water Authority commissioner, saying the time is needed to examine a system with a long history of corruption and political patronage. That resolution was rejected. Loughran insists there was an agreement to put things on hold until just before Thursday's legislature meeting.
Maybe a half hour before the meeting, I got a call that there was a legal opinion issued. This opinion was not issued during the interviews. All the candidates were put on notice that there was going to be a possible vote on a 90-day moratorium. And at the last minute, it was a legal maneuver, a political maneuver, for somebody to hang their hat on to say that we can't challenge the chair.
The Water Authority has come under fire for an executive director contract that includes a six-figure payout, a so-called golden parachute, if the executive director were to be terminated as the result of a change in majority in the legislature, which controls the authority. Legislature Chairman Peter Savage says Mark Carney is the kind of person who, as a commissioner, will pursue some of the reform needed within the Water Authority.
The last thing myself and other members of this body want to do is to perpetuate the status quo, allowing the current commissioner who negotiated the golden parachute to continue to operate and not replace him would be negligent on our part. The one piece of authority that we have as a body is to appoint and replace commissioners. That was the exercise of authority that we've carried out today.
Loughran suggests Carney was handpicked by Democratic Party leadership. Other lawmakers say those words are political sour grapes, noting Loughran expressed interest but was passed over for the legislature chair. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.